Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Corporate Financial Distress, Restructuring, and Bankruptcy is a graduate-level and practitioner-oriented finance text that explains how and why firms slide into distress, how creditors and managers respond, and what outcomes typically follow from restructurings and bankruptcy. Written by Edward I. Altman, known for pioneering bankruptcy prediction via the Z-score, together with Edith Hotchkiss and Wei Wang. The fourth edition updates the discussion to reflect modern leveraged finance and the expanded role of high-yield and distressed debt markets. The book combines financial analysis, institutional detail, and an accessible overview of legal process to help readers connect capital structure choices to default risk and recovery. It surveys both out-of-court workouts and formal bankruptcy, linking them to valuation, governance, and the economics of distress costs. The result is a framework for analyzing troubled companies and the securities issued by them, with relevance for analysts, investors, advisors, and researchers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the economics of financial distress and why capital structure matters. A central theme is that distress is not only a legal event but an economic condition driven by operating weakness, excessive leverage, refinancing risk, and adverse shocks. The book frames distress as a spectrum, from early warning deterioration through covenant pressure and liquidity crisis to default and reorganization. This perspective clarifies why identical earnings declines can be survivable for one firm and fatal for another, depending on maturity schedules, fixed obligations, and access to incremental capital. The authors emphasize the trade-offs embedded in leveraged finance debt can create discipline and enhance returns in good states, but it also amplifies downside and can force value-destroying actions when cash is tight. Against that backdrop, the book discusses the direct and indirect costs of financial distress, including professional fees, disruption to customers and suppliers, constrained investment, and managerial short-termism. Understanding these costs helps explain why many stakeholders prefer timely restructuring rather than delayed filing, and why proactive liability management can preserve enterprise value. The discussion sets the stage for later chapters on restructuring choices, valuation under stress, and how investors price default risk and recovery. Secondly, leveraged finance and the high-yield bond market as the backdrop for distress, the fourth edition places distress analysis in the context of the leveraged finance ecosystem, where capital structures often include bank loans, high-yield bonds, and layered secured and unsecured claims. The book explains how the growth of high-yield issuance and leveraged lending changes the typical path into distress, including the role of covenants, collateral packages, and refinancing cycles. It also highlights why investor bases differ across instruments and how that affects negotiations when performance deteriorates. By treating high-yield and leveraged finance as foundational, the text helps readers interpret spreads, ratings migration, and market signals that often precede default. The authors also connect market conditions to restructuring feasibility when credit markets are open. Firms may refinance or amend terms. When they shut, liquidity pressure accelerates, and the probability of a court-supervised process rises. For analysts, this section provides the essential institutional map needed to assess where claims sit in the capital structure and what that implies for recoveries. For practitioners, it clarifies why the same operating story can produce very different outcomes depending on instrument mix, maturity concentration, and the bargaining power of distinct creditor groups. Thirdly, bankruptcy prediction and credit risk models, including the Altman Z-score family. Altman's work on distress prediction is a signature component, and the book revisits the logic and practical use of quantitative models that estimate bankruptcy risk from accounting and market information. The Z-score approach uses financial ratios to summarize profitability, leverage, liquidity, and solvency into an interpretable indicator of default risk. The text situates such models within a broader credit risk toolkit that includes ratings, market-based signals, and statistical or empirical approaches used by external analysts. Rather than presenting prediction as a single magic number, the authors emphasize judgment and model limits, including differences across industries, accounting regimes, and business cycles. This balance is important for practitioners who may use models for screening, monitoring, or relative risk ranking, as well as for managers who can treat early warning metrics as catalysts for turnaround action. The fourth edition also reflects the evolution of credit risk practice over decades, describing how model outputs feed into portfolio decisions, pricing, and risk management. Readers come away with a realistic understanding of what such models can do well, where they can mislead, and how to combine them with qualitative assessment of strategy, governance, and financing flexibility. Fourthly, restructuring paths out-of-court workouts versus the U.S. bankruptcy process, the book explains restructuring as a choice among negotiation frameworks, shaped by urgency, creditor coordination, and the need for new financing. It contrasts out-of-court restructurings, where stakeholders attempt to modify terms without filing, with formal bankruptcy procedures in the United States that can impose a binding resolution and address holdout problems. The authors outline core features of the bankruptcy process in a way that is useful to finance readers, focusing on how claims are treated, how negotiations are structured, and why outcomes depend on both law and bargaining power. Key economic questions include when a filing preserves value versus when it destroys it, and how priority, collateral, and contractual protections affect recoveries. The discussion also underscores that restructuring is not solely about reducing debt. It can involve governance changes, asset sales, operational reorganization, and new capital injections. By linking legal structure to financial incentives, the book helps readers predict stakeholder behavior when secured creditors push for rapid resolution, when junior claimants litigate, and when management may prefer one venue over another. This integrated view supports more accurate valuation, scenario planning, and assessment of timing and execution risk. Lastly, valuation, governance, and outcomes in distressed firms and distressed debt markets. A practical challenge in distress is valuing the enterprise and allocating value across competing claims. The book addresses distressed firm valuation in a setting where cash flows are uncertain, capital structures are complex, and financing constraints can distort operating decisions. Readers are guided to think in terms of enterprise value, recovery waterfalls, and the sensitivity of outcomes to assumptions about sustainable earnings, asset values, and the duration and cost of the restructuring process. The authors also discuss governance issues that intensify in distress, including conflicts between shareholders and creditors, incentives created by different layers of debt, and the role of control when firms breach covenants or require debtor-in-possession-style financing. These topics naturally connect to the anatomy of distressed debt markets, where investors specialize in trading claims and influencing restructurings. By combining valuation logic with institutional realities, the book helps readers understand why similar defaults can yield very different recoveries, and why market prices of distressed securities reflect not only expected value, but also legal complexity, time to resolution, and negotiation dynamics. The international perspective included in the text further broadens this analysis by highlighting that restructuring outcomes can vary with legal regime and market development. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an integrated, finance-first understanding of distress rather than a narrow legal treatise or a purely trading-oriented guide. Credit analysts, leveraged finance professionals, restructuring advisors, and distressed debt investors will benefit from the way it connects capital structure, market pricing, and the mechanics of workouts and bankruptcy to realistic outcomes for different claim holders. MBA and finance graduate students, as well as researchers, will also find value in the structured overview of models and empirical perspectives that have shaped modern credit risk thinking. Practically, the book helps readers build a disciplined approach to assessing default risk, identifying early warning signals, mapping a capital structure, and thinking through scenarios for restructuring venue, timing, and recovery. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats financial distress as a multidimensional problem in which accounting-based indicators, market conditions, creditor coordination, and governance conflicts all matter at once. Compared with many corporate finance texts that mention bankruptcy only briefly, this volume makes restructuring a core part of the corporate finance landscape. Compared with specialized practitioner manuals, it retains a broad analytical perspective, including the evolution of credit risk models and the growth of high-yield and distressed debt markets, which makes it a durable reference rather than a checklist tied to one deal cycle. If you would like to support Edward I. Altman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.